If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker, go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rep blocks all day.
3.3.
Good morning. I love the name. Willa Ford, you know, that was, I'm sure you hear that all the time.
It's the baby from Willa.
Yeah. So we kind of, you're not very talkative. What's up? Did I offend you by calling you Willa? You're like, I don't know who Willa Ford is, dude. Just roll on. What you talking about, Willa? All right.
You had to be of a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So we kind of toyed around with
this.
You called yesterday during during news, and we got you on today. The tease I love is that you started dating a guy, and one would be weird, but a closet full is a red flag. I love that. I love that. And Paige here doesn't know what it is yet, so this is going to be very telling. How long have you been? This is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
How long y'all been together?
About 2 months now.
Oh, this is new.
This is new.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Yes.
Yeah.
This
time.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, it's good it's lasted 2 months. I mean, honestly,
that's
a milestone these days.
It's new, and we're going strong. I mean, at least, like, emotionally, I feel like we're connected, and, you know, it's been pretty great.
Yeah.
But physically, something's been on my mind, and,
Before we go any further, Paige, a guess. You get us with news all the time, like getting us to make guesses.
He's got a closet full of something?
Yes. One would be weird, but a closet full is a big red flag, she says.
I can't even imagine.
You're on a game show. You have 5 seconds. So you lose.
I would say if he had a closet full of sex devices, would be strange.
Sex devices? My God,
yeah,
Paige.
He'd be like,
we can't go take her anywhere.
He would be high maintenance if you needed a toy for every.
Let's not
situation.
Answer it yet. You say it's you've connected spiritually. You know, you're on the same wavelength kind of thing, but not physically. So is it an attraction thing or what? Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect.
Yeah.
But, you know, just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. And
keep going.
And,
that's the secret, guys. Don't dispute wine. Like it's a gateway thing.
Get the wine with the foot on it. That always
totally
works.
Yeah. Just brings it out.
Yeah.
And you know, At first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. Just, you know, to see if there was anything that I was missing.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the answer was pretty vanilla to me, and I was just looking for signs of maybe another woman that he's hiding. Like, were there any notes around? Were there any, like, remnants of another woman? You know, you break up with someone, there's things.
Condom wrappers. You're like, hey, man.
Rubber wrappers.
Or condoms in general,
yeah. Because,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. So. And I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else.
Found the closet.
It was in the closet. So
see if Paige was right.
It was sex toys. Honestly.
You got it, Paige.
You got it. That
was
so fun.
We got to give her a big round of applause. It's not often Paige wins any games or any type of competitions on this show. And she got that one. So,
and it was a lot of them. Like, not just a few. Like, a lot. And, yeah. It was nothing weird, but...
Well, okay, it's nothing weird. And obviously, we have to watch our... is it P's and Q's? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to cross your eyes.
All the other letters are fine.
But a closet full.
Well, what... like, when it comes to a man, there's only... And educate me. Like, there's only, like, a handful of different options versus, I feel like, for women, there's, like, at least I notice when I go to Adam and Eve, there's, like, there's a little bit of stuff for dudes, but more of it's for women. So, like...
Yeah, like, it would be very hard to use on a dude.
Right. Or why would a... Let's be honest, why would a straight man have a need for something like that, you know? Something that resembles that of a saddle.
Oh, yeah.
God, you think about that. You might have a lot of different, like a variety of.
So what are we talking here? Like, are we talking, you know, all like, you know,
oh, no.
Things that, you know, he himself would place himself in or.
It was things for women, but like also reading material, like not porn mags, but.
Graphic
like
novels?
Books.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Not mags?
No, wow. not the magazines. Like sex books, if that makes any sense.
How
like,
to?
Yeah, like positions, like Kama Sutra stuff, or is this like
yes.
just oh?
Well, Kama Sutra, and then like also just like about like pleasing women, like how just you know any kind of reading material.
Someone bought my books.
So when he tells you that he didn't really think about it. Or wasn't thinking about it. What did you think when he said that? Like something's wrong.
I'm
with
thinking,
it.
How yeah, are you not you think thinking about it? This seems to be a closet full of things that you're thinking about,
wow.
or that you've at least yeah. thought about in the past or recent past. Elsewise, why would you have a whole collection of?
But like, were you mad when you found all that stuff?
That's a good question.
I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Because. I mean, on all the other levels we were connecting and things we were talking about, I'm just surprised that, like, the sexual talk at least didn't come up for me to find out that he was as sexually curious or yeah. interested in learning about this stuff. I mean, unless he's saving it for a big surprise, like, I...
That's creepy.
That is, now, I knew about the toys and stuff. I did not know that it went to that inundation of, like, the reading material and all the, like, was there a lot of baby oil and stuff like that?
No okay. baby oil.
Okay.
There was one little small tube or yeah. canister of
Kentucky
that,
jelly.
The hot, war- yeah.
You imagine she thought she found a Hershey Kiss, but it was the top
oh,
of a toy?
Gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
No, Lord.
And he's not a sex therapist, so.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you were dating and that's what he does part time?
So I'm not expecting you to spill your guts on the radio completely, but like when you say, like you guys like kissing and I mean this sounds so like middle school talk, but like where does it Where has it went? In other words, you've not had fully had sex, but has there been clothes removed? Has there been something as simple as a caressing of the breasts?
Yeah, like middle school stuff, you know, but nothing moving to...
Yeah, maybe he doesn't, like, is he... What's his background? Like, do you know any of... Heard about any of his exes? Was he married, divorced? Like, did he... What, is he one of those wild, hey, I thought I was gay and I'm not, and I'm just learning about women now? Or, see, I mean, I'm serious.
I'm not sure now. I mean, he was dating someone, like, 4 months before we started dating, which ended,
is it
so...
A woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does he have a sex room? Because that would creep. I would be
sex
like,
closet.
I'd be gone.
If he had no, just a sex closet.
You think that he might like? And this is like a probably a deep psychological question. But you think like he facilitates himself so much that like that's not the attraction for him anymore? Like a lot of stockbrokers and people who do a lot of hardcore business stuff, Fat Boy will tell you this, that they tell their male employees, get sex off your brain while you're at work.
Got to focus.
You have to focus. In other words, if you need to go to the bathroom and facilitate yourself, do it because it'll keep your mind on business and not women.
And see, me being a weirdo,
we're like animals.
And the fact that you haven't had any intimacy, I'm thinking maybe he's got low T and he can't get an erection, and that's why he uses those things to please
no,
you.
That did cross my mind.
Dude,
like
having to use
maybe
a pump?
Also that he's got like a secret porn addiction or something, or maybe he's got a freaky side that he is hiding
for
because.
Sure.
So you didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up to him after you found all this stuff, or would you do? Just go home, or?
Well, so I didn't say anything that night because I just wanted to process what I found, honestly, and I didn't want to have that conversation just because I was thinking, all right, well, if tonight could be the night, then I would ruin it, you know, because if I brought all that up, he would just be like completely. Yeah. Caught off guard, and you know, I was going through his things. Like, why are you in my closet? You know, looking.
I think in the future, if I have a woman over and I take a shower, I'm gonna have her go sit in her car while I shower.
We're gonna go through all your stuff.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're open minded. You sound, you know, fun and all that, but you can't avoid red flags either. And that's a red flag that, but you can't also say, hey, I saw this. Right? You can't say I went through. So I think you just got to be straight up. Say, look, I'm feeling it. I'm at that, you know, it's not on the man to necessarily make the first move. So if I can be blunt, like maybe next time you're all over, you know, you have dinner or whatever, just reach down, grab your handful.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Be the aggressor.
What if he wants to reverse roles? Are you down with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the man.
Yes, you be the man.
No,
I'm not into like the dominatrix like or you know.
You don't want to wear like, something.
Also, I want him to be the man, and like I like being pursued, so it does take a little bit for me to like jump on. Him, but I think that's a good idea.
I
initiate it.
Mm-hmm. But the spontaneity of the new attraction is so hot and sexy when you start dating. You know,
what do you look like? Who do you look like? Anyone famous that you resemble? So you can paint that picture for the weirdos that are texting in asking.
Is there someone? I'd say like maybe close to Blake Lively, but not fully.
Oh, wow, and he hasn't wanted to have sex with you.
God.
There's a problem.
God.
Yeah,
I
mean, I try to not take it personally. I'm thinking like, okay, he's just being, you know, respectful, and maybe if he has a freaky deaky side, maybe he's just like too scared to bring it out, and because once it comes out, maybe it's all out, or who knows? Maybe his last relationship was maybe that was her. Idea for him to really explore things more. Maybe she thought he wasn't that good, and that who knows? I don't know. You know.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, Fat Boy, roll with it. You just said I had to pull the move on you. Say, oh man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you're out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take a? You've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You're like, you know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it and like.
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
Just you and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing really.
Hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but.
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, well, it might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up.
Didn't involve the Ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up.
I was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
You drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta
Jesus
to get
Christ. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
No other, honest to God, no other reason why. Other than
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too, because it's not too far from you.
That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
And I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was, and they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man, and it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like brisket.
What did you put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
So like put gravy, old man-ish.
Gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord.
Like, oh my God, this is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place that like was certified best in the South pot pies. I'm like, I can't believe
you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can't.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
drive? No, I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where like I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I started, I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers.
And sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off.
Are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina. Oh. We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
No, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, mm-hmm. cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like there was a place, it's still there, downtown Greenville, where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time and
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lie, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just.
Like, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant to get like one free sandwich a month.
Mm-hmm. No.
When like, they tell you it's free food for a year.
I usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait and you just get in, get out. You know, the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
There's too many pot pies, man.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers. Heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one. You know, we'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut.
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. And the God, the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple of weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym. And
you know,
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it, and I probably didn't do it right?
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I could never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
That's not always good either, though.
I mean, you'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just...
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like, there are people that just tore.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I mean, that's a... I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fat ass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like...
What
husky
was
and all this stuff.
Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah, all.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kind of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles? M&M's?
Well, I got a dessert pie, too. The apple pie just with a beef.
And a donut?
God. Yeah. Well, the donut was breakfast. This is going to take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you. But I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, it's, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally. When I eat something bad, I'm like, oh, no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or big druggies and pill heads? That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like, stuff will always taste good.
Like, I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
I mean, mine is just like, it's so bad.
Did you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir, on the toilet?
Bring me some of the COVID gloves in here.
Sir, what are you doing?
And
are
a wrench. Okay?
So I had to stop myself.
Bring me the channel locks, Woody.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
He's
I'm
crying.
Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is.
Savor
I
want it.
Yeah.
It'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me, if you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get, like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like, maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down, because this place is packed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie.
And
I can't eat them all.
That.
Yeah. Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No, no.
And you went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I told you that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brick and Balls.
Brick and Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone on my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That it's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, God, didn't you get that pain? Like, oh,
you dropped it on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
People like, would just fall, drop it, falling asleep at yeah, the drop of a hat. Yeah.
You, yeah. That's yeah. got to be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah. I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I don't think of it as pleasurable.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. So, if you've listened to really the last couple of days, any portion of the show, this has come up and come up and different updates and stuff. Initially, this is what it began with.
It's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. Yeah. And at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else, and it was in the closet, so it was sex toys.
So,
and it was a lot of them, like not just a few, like a lot. I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this?
And then Fatboy told us we had an FOF line voicemail, and it was not for the FOF line, but rather that was this guy, Derek, who claimed to be, look, man, like 150 people just texted in, Willa, because that's her name, Willa.
Willer.
I remember thinking about Willa yesterday, thinking like, is it short for Wilhelmina?
Oh, Wilhelmina? That's good.
Like, what is it short for? Is it short for anything? So Derek called, he left a voicemail, he was pissed about it. I don't know if they're still together or not. But we got Derek on hold, and Willa called in. She put him on blast for having a closet full of, she says, sex toys. You know, who knows what that even means. But he didn't want to sleep with her. Derek's got some explaining to do. He wants to. So, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Good. That's got to be, like, surreal to to hear all that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, I it was even like into the day. I had gotten up, going around my day, and then all of a sudden my phone just starts blowing up.
I love it.
The power of TRG right there. I love that.
Yeah.
And with a name like Willa, you knew they were talking to most people that know if you're dating a girl named Willa, that's probably your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't a very long list.
Yeah. Someone you trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, she's my girlfriend. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your girlfriend is not going to go air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Right. And now have you heard everything that she said other than that little one
Yeah,
minute?
I didn't hear it live. I was able to go back and listen, though, and just...
It's a great podcast.
Very classy Willa.
Yeah.
Go through my closet when I'm in the shower. You couldn't just ask. And that's FBI behavior. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if you would have volunteered that information, though, if she would have asked, right? I feel like maybe not.
I mean...
Are you sexually attracted?
We could have had a conversation about it. We could have had a conversation about it instead of just going on the radio. And, you know, she goes into... I want to make one thing very clear. I am interested physically in her. I wanted to take things slow. I had been in a long-term relationship before. We rushed things. I wanted to get to know her first, you know?
Right.
Build a relationship before we just jumped into bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can That's identify noble. With that, I like but that. I understand. But I was making a joke, Paige.
I know.
I think Derek's not wanting to hear any jokes, but I totally get it. So this is what I want to ask you, Derek. And I don't know you. I don't know Willow. We don't know anyone involved in this, but like, what's up with the collection? Like, a couple things, you know, that's cool, but like, homegirl made it sound like you got like an Adam and Eve neighborhood store like in your closet. And that's just what she said, you know?
It's not far off, I guess. I like I said, I was in a long-term relationship previous to this one. She was very into trying things. So, yeah, I ended up with kind of a large collection, more than most guys I feel like have. I have toys, I have books. It's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. I can understand why it would be jarring to come across.
Of course.
But the way she did it is still, you know.
I do agree with you on that. I said yesterday or day before, whenever she called in, I said, now, and I say this jokingly, of course, because no one does, but if I ever have a woman in my house and I go take a shower, she has to go wait in her car outside.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Trust anybody?
Sit down in the yard.
What Derek has shown me now, like anytime I've ever showered at home or maybe even taken a simple poo in the other room, they could have been there going through the refrigerator, going through my laundry.
Do you know why he's credible right now? Because if he was in a long-term relationship and it took him a while, they weren't physical at first, so he's used to that pace. So he's not going to change his pace and then go to a new relationship and try to bang right away.
But, like,
I wouldn't think.
And I want you to be completely honest, Derek, because I'm not trying to railroad your love life or your life or anything like that. But did the previous situation break up because she was wanting to go into this depth a little more, like maybe bring some extra people in or go to Sandals?
No, you know, I mean,
ripping and tearing and things.
Yeah. Oh,
no, we didn't break up for anything like that. We just broke up because life broke us up. But we didn't. We never got extreme with other people. But you know, it was all self-contained.
But you kept all the stuff,
and it's not really stuff you can just return. You know, even the unused stuff. It's not like he can just go back and be like, "Hey,
right?
Oh, I see."
But you're not using all of it, right? Like just. You just had it. You're not using everything.
Currently, I'm not using any of it.
Damn, son.
Oh.
Dang. Because she thought, you know, you were like, when she saw all that stuff, she thought you were using, like, every
she
bit
thought,
of it.
She thought, yeah, that you're.
But that's like you said, had she just simply asked.
I think it could have been cleared up very easily if she had asked me about it.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she made it seem we like, smelled them. And you heard it now, but, like, she made it sound like, and obviously because we're on the radio, we could not allow her to be crazy descriptive, but she said something like a saddle.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know. I know, I mean, like, damn, I mean, that's like, if it's what I think it is, like, that's like $1,700 up the road at Adam and Eve. See, yeah, Paige got one on FlexPay.
Well, Melissa
have one
up.
Of those things.
Yeah, she got
all.
Klarna for that.
Well, man, remember when you had the prior business?
Yes,
Arnold. The dildo business.
Well, I called it a dildo company.
So what if someone went to your house and went and found all your things and thought, oh, gosh, I'm dating this super perv.
God, he did have a lot.
Funny you say that because that's why I had a storage unit. Because I was like, if I die and Lord knows they bring my mama into the house to start, you know, going through the goods or whatever, what was my son doing with all these? These are still new in the box.
This sucker's big.
Because after my husband...
Connie Maxwell, do y'all need these?
I found the strangest porno. Oh. Now, I didn't have them around to ask him questions and right. what I found.
Oh, this is post. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you got to be careful with what you keep in your closet.
When you leave the house every day, hide all everything. So,
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'm not good at my job because so many people now are texting in asking this, and we're going to get to it. You got to pace a little interview kind of thing. But have you talked to Willa since this all? Because you talked in that voicemail you left us as this was done.
Aww.
But has, if you want to talk about it, it's cool. If you don't.
Yeah, no, I sent her a text on the day and she has not responded. On the day, I want to reiterate here that she told the entire world my life story on the radio that same day. Yeah. She has not responded, but no, if I see her again, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to her. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. We're over.
You know what? She's ignoring him because she responded to me when I tried to verify if you were who you were.
Damn, yeah. That's right. Fat Boy, well, you may have already told him this, but yeah, Fat Boy had extended the offer to Willa to join as well today, and she did not respond to him either. So,
well, there you go. Willa, if you're listening to this,
you know she
congratulations.
Is.
You got a dramatic response from me. You're on my permanent block list.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Willa, it's for everyone. Everything has a lesson. So if you find something weird, I mean, do you not remember episodes of sitcoms in the 80s where they would find like a knife in Jack's nightstand and Janet and Chrissy thought he was going to kill him. And turns out he's a cook and he just stuck it in there. It could be just the most simplest thing. Like Paige said, I don't know if you know this, Derek. I used to own a dildo company. And, you know, where we would sell the things at the women's parties and things. And, you know, if I had passed and my mom walked in, and I'd never really told her about that business because she would have told me I was going to hell. But I would have told her to go to hell for telling me I was going to hell.
Why you got a butt with no rest of the body?
Where's just, you sit there and beat it up like you would when them boxing dummies? You sit there and punch and butt all day, man? You? But no, Derek, seriously, that's a good thing about when people find things. But now, let's go back to this real quick, because I know you got a time limit of what time you got to be in the work. But if you got out of the shower and she's just sitting there on the bed or whatever, and she's like, hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something. Yeah. He's like, yeah, what's that? And she's like, so I went into your closet. She could have even lied and said, I was looking for a T-shirt to put on after we bang or whatever. And she said, I saw all these apparatuses and settees and such in your closet. Do you not still, though, in the back of your mind, even if you explained all this to her, are you not still from that day on thinking, she went through my crap, though, without asking?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that comes up.
It's like suspecting someone was cheating on you and you go look through their phone while they're away or whatever and you find out they're not cheating. Do you then tell them that you went through their phone? No.
Like this whole thing came up because they weren't hooking up fast enough, I guess, for her.
And it's usually the opposite, it seems.
Which is
but
weird,
he
man.
Was like, and I get what you're saying. You like came out of a long-term thing and, you know, you were wanting to... And you wasn't using all this stuff. Although, I would tell you this, and you're right, you can't just, like, donate them or sell them at a yard sale or something like that.
Put them in the bin anyway.
But, like, I'd get... If you want to start afresh and anew and all that stuff, like, I'd get rid of that because it's just likely reminding you of this other lady. Well, you not? Maybe? I don't know.
Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I'm just kidding.
No. If it was the old days, you could sit there and throw them at people as they go under the overpass. But
probably have called a nard sale.
A nard sale. I made that joke yesterday. That's right. A nard sale.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.